we go.
And now, following your consumer advocate, Craig Sewing, for the 7 p.m. hour, he's a San Diego native, a top-rated real estate professional by the Wall Street Journal, and featured regularly on Channel 4's The American Dream Saturday mornings. It's Whistle Time. Your host, Kyle Whistle.
Here we go.
Good evening, good evening. My name is Kyle Whistle, your host with Whistle Realty. You are listening to Whistle Wednesdays. You can tune in to us every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. here on KCBQ 1170. If you ever have any questions for myself or any of the guests we'd have on the show, give us a call or shoot us a text, 619-663-SELL, 619-663-7355. So Mr. Jason Hall is out of the studio today. He's in planning around the Carson / Inglewood Chargers right now, so he couldn't be in studio today. But we do have Samuel Beckett with Team Home Loans representing. Sam, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Good evening. Good evening.
You get to be the co-host today. You got to fill in for Jason.
Well, I can't talk Charger stuff. I can't fill in that way, but I can fill in with a lot of other great stuff. I'll tell you that much right now with lots of energy.
Awesome. Well, we are going to get into some stuff regarding what all this craziness in the market means. So I'm going to be looking for you, Sam, to tell our listeners what the market volatility means to them when it comes to mortgages. We've also got Mr. Joe Corbisiero here in studio, straight from Naples, Italy.
Here you go. Good evening. How's it going, Kyle?
Speak some Italian to the listeners.
Buonasera. Come va?
That's what I'm talking about.
What the...
Every time after I'm in studio with Joe, I just crave Italian food. I don't know what it is. Like, I just want to go
good
get.
Looks. That's right.
Yeah, I just want to go get like a big old plate of pasta after I'm on.
I just saw you with the meatballs eating a couple of days ago.
I know, man. It's something about you, Joe. You just make people crave Italian food.
That's right. And a glass of wine.
Good
excuse for
that. That's what I'm talking about. So talking about food, guys, have you seen... All right, so in music, they have what they refer to as a mashup, where they take, you know, let's say a rock artist and a hip-hop artist, and they mash up the two beats together and make a song. Well, now they're trying to do this in the fast food industry. So Burger King said, you know what, let's collaborate with McDonald's, and let's make a Whopper Mac.
I heard something about that.
A Whopper Mac.
Sounds disgusting, if you ask me.
So McDonald's said no. They just flat out rejected them. So now Burger King's reaching out to Denny's and some of these other smaller restaurants to collaborate on their two recipes to make burgers that will be sold in each of their restaurants.
A Whopper Dennis.
Well, Denny's burger is called the Slam Burger.
All right.
Right? Because the whole Grand Slam thing. So they're going to make like a Whopper Slammer.
All right.
What do you guys think about that? Like, is this a smart... I mean, we're all businessmen here. Is this a smart business idea to take your specialty and combine it with somebody else's specialty?
I think it's smart marketing and co-branding, but I don't know if it's exactly a smart idea as far as taste.
Yeah, as far as
sounds
flavor,
horrible.
I don't know about that.
I think McDonald's was scared to share their secret sauce, aka was it Thousand Island dressing, right?
Right, like they're smart on BK to want to get that over there, right? But you know, McDonald's might come back crying when they may raise the minimum wage at all their stores.
Oh man, let's not go there.
No, please.
So when it comes to collaborations like this, I mean, you guys are both here in studio. Joe, you're the real estate, you know, the coastal North County specialist at Whistle Realty. Sam, you are the master of mortgage over at Team Home Loans. And, you know, there's a lot of times where the two of you guys collaborate. And, you know, it's kind of a similar thing where we're taking the best of both worlds. One of the best agents in San Diego, one of the best lenders in San Diego working together to make things happen. I mean, just when we were walking into the studio, a friend of mine, Evan, runs his own clothing company here in San Diego and mentions, hey, I'm looking to buy and, you know, I want to find out what I can qualify for. I'm thinking about buying La Costa Encinitas. And that's a perfect situation where the two of you guys are able to collaborate. So talk about how a collaboration like that works for, let's just use Evan here as an example of how does the collaboration work for somebody like him, Sam?
Well, someone like Evan's definitely a unique case because he's self-employed. Owning the business, so it's definitely not, you know, your run-of-the-mill W-2 easy slam dunk type file. However, the first step is exactly like we've already done, and that's connect him with myself and Joe. I'm going to work with Evan to get all the pre-approval stuff done, get all the paperwork needed, run credit, you know, whole nine yards. And then once I have numbers pinned down, we're going to get Joe back into the picture, and have him go out and look for houses that Evan can get into. So that way, when they're making offers, they already know he's good to go. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. When they open escrow, slam dunk, get in the house within 30 days.
So when somebody's self-employed like Evan, how does that pre-approval process differ from your normal 9-to-5 corporate employee?
Typically, there's a lot more that goes into it because of how a self-employed person files their tax returns. So therefore, sometimes they may write off a lot of stuff and it decreases their actual income that we're allowed to use. And so we have to evaluate all that on exactly how an underwriter would look at it. In some cases, I've had to work with self-employed borrowers to have them hold off until they file a next tax return and then go over stuff with them in regards to, you know, how to file it in order to qualify for that home.
Gotcha. And so, Joe, once Sam talks to Evan, nails down the ideal price point for him to target, and it's time to look at homes, then that's where you come into the picture. How does that process work from your end?
Right. I mean, I don't just show homes, as you know. I'm a real estate professional. I like to do a consultation. The best way to do it is actually sitting down with the lender, with Sam in this particular scenario. And what I like to know about a client, it's usually their lifestyle. What's important to them? What they're looking for? Do they have kids? Do they have kids? Do they like walk to the beach? Do they like to be in a nice residential neighborhood with other kids so the kids can enjoy the time? School district is important, not really important. So there's so many things, you know, involved in a home purchase. And the fear is a lot, too. I mean, there's La Costa, which is very residential. You can live downtown Encinitas, which is super cool. You can walk to restaurants and bars and just walk to the beach pretty much. So it's really important to know what's their expectations, what they're looking for, what's the ideal at home, and what is their lifestyle. So based on that, then we can put together a house search and start looking at properties.
Love it. Again, you're listening to Whistle Wednesdays here on KCBQ, talking with Joe Corbisiero, North County Coastal Specialist at Whistle Realty. And so when Evan messaged me, one of the things that he talked about that was driving him to want to buy a home is he's sick and tired of paying rent. And I know, Joe, before we came on air today, you were, you know, reviewing some of the statistics of what's going on with rents in San Diego. So can you share that with our listeners?
Absolutely. I mean, man, you know what's funny? I was reading something this morning about in East Village, the minimum monthly rent for a one bedroom in East Village is $3,010.
Holy cow.
You understand? That's a one bedroom. Woo. I mean, that's probably what, 900 and something square feet. That's insane. So, but anyways, as you know, the rents have been going up a lot. So they're talking about the average is $1,560 a month for a rental. Now, of course, it's not considering prime locations like La Costa and Encinitas and so forth, which at that point for a condo, we're talking about $2,300 to $2,400 per month. That's a lot of money.
Right.
So considering let's put, you know, for entry condo, people are just listeners, they're now thinking, should I buy, should I rent, or what should I do in the North County Coastal? I have right now, we actually in escrow, a townhome in Encinitas, $550,000. I have something else coming up in Encinitas as well, walking distance to the beach in the $400,000 range.
Wow.
So that's awesome. With an HOA $320, what would be the payment? Pretty much. What?
On the $400,000?
Yeah.
Oh, you'd be roughly, I'd say,
2,800,
depending on what you put down.
Okay. So you're pretty much the same thing as if you were going to pay for a rent, but right, you're owning a property. And considering the fact that, you know, home prices have been going up, especially in North County, we're talking about 3.5% to 4% now. I've seen that. Even with the condos, I mean, it's really stable. I'm loving the fact that we know the prices are not skyrocketing anymore, so we're stable. It's a good situation. It's a great time to buy. And I definitely recommend paying for your own mortgage versus paying someone else's mortgage.
Absolutely.
I always say that.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people don't realize, too, there's tax incentives you get by owning a home. You know, that tax deduction that you get. So let's just say you end up paying $200 more a month right up front to have the mortgage. At the end of the year, you're going to most likely see that $200 a month come back to you with the tax deductions you get. And you're also building equity at the same time. So it's a win-win.
I love it. Again, you're listening to Whistle Wednesdays here at KCBQ 1170. The Answer. We're talking with Sam Beckett, Team Home Loans, about some of the tax advantages when it comes to buying a home. So what are some of those other? Talk a little bit more about how those tax advantages work, Sam.
Well, you get the tax deduction for one, so that helps you there. You can, and then, you know, as far as other deductions within owning a home. If you do repairs on the home, I mean, I'm not a CPA, so I don't want to misquote anything. However, I just know, you know, by being in the business, there's a lot of stuff you can utilize by owning a home to help your tax, you know, your cap or your payments and everything else. So,
right. So, I mean, when you buy that home, you're going to be able to write off all of the interest that you're paying.
Correct.
Which in the first, you know, handful of years, you're paying probably 90%+ of your payment is interest.
Oh, yeah, for the first 15 years or 30
years. You're able to write that off, the improvements that you're making to the home. So let's say you do buy a home and you gut the kitchen and the bathrooms and you redo those, you're going to be able to write those off. So, I mean, you're getting a ton of write-offs. And when we talk about write-offs is, let's say you've got a $2,500 a month mortgage, probably $2,000+ of that $2,500 are going to be interest that you're paying. So now you've got $2,000 times 12 months, you've got about $24,000 that you're going to be able to write off when you file your taxes at the end of the year. And most people in California right now are probably running around a 30 to 40% tax bracket. So now you take 30 to 40% of $24,000. I mean, you're talking anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000 in tax savings. I mean, that's absolutely huge. Whereas when you're renting, you're getting none of that.
Right.
The only person that there is somebody who's getting to write it all off, and that's the owner.
The landlord.
That's the landlord. Yep. So
Your gentleman, Evan, he's a good example of the tax incentive because he's self-employed. There's a section he can also write off business use of the home. So he can write off a certain part of the square footage if he's running his business.
Absolutely. So again, you're listening to Whistle Wednesdays here on KCBQ. If you have questions for us, you want to connect with Sam at Team Home Loans, Joe at Whistle Realty. We'd love to get you connected with these guys. 619-663-SELL, 619-663-7355. We're going to head to a break. When we get back, guys, I want to talk about some of the controversy happening right now when it comes to drones. You're listening to Whistle Wednesdays. We'll be right back.
San Diego's home for intelligent, conservative talk. AM 1170, The Answer.
Hey, Craig Sewing here, going to bat for you every single day as your consumer advocate here on KCBQ. I give a lot of advice on your finances, your real estate, your mortgage, your tax plan, estate plan, even things like debt and credit. Look, as your consumer advocate, I'm not licensed to do anything for you, but I will bring you great information, great experts on the show, and most importantly, if you ever need an introduction for anything on your financial decisions or real estate or anything else on that financial wheel, make sure you visit me online, CraigSewing.com. That's Craig with a C, sewing like a sewing machine, CraigSewing.com. I am happy to introduce you to my partners who help me with the show and can help you win in any marketplace.
Over the course of over 20 years in practice, Mr. Garrison has tried more than 45 cases, winning many multi-million dollar jury verdicts and settlements. Mr. Garrison and his team do not shy away from hard work, hard cases, or earning results. Their reputation for being aggressive, experienced trial lawyers has produced excellent results for their clients, both in and out of the courtroom. Trial lawyers will give you practical advice based on real-world experience. There's only one way to acquire this kind of experience. Earn it, under pressure, in court. Greg Garrison's trial experience allows his team to counsel you in practical ways. It is their goal to avoid litigation if possible. However, if your case must be tried, they know how to win. Call Greg Garrison. Consultations are free. Choosing the wrong lawyer is not. Greg Garrison is the exclusive criminal defense attorney for The Craig Sewing Show, The American Dream, and their entire team.
Craig Sewing here, host of The Craig Sewing Show. I want you to think in your head for a minute. How much money did you make last year? Here's a better question. How much money did you keep? In other words, how much of your hard-earned money was for you rather than giving it away to this inefficient government of ours? If you think the government's inefficient, I got a challenge for you. I'm going to challenge your efficiency with your tax plan. My good friend Doug Jennings, who you hear on KCBQ all the time, is a savant when it comes to tax planning. As Doug puts it, Craig, I've never even seen a tax return. I can't improve. Doug can help you keep more of your money, help you improve your structure for your taxes, your business, your real estate, even your marriage. Why wouldn't you take a moment to get a free consultation? Can save you thousands, maybe tens of thousands of dollars. He's not really a friend of the IRS, but I'm a consumer advocate. I want him helping you. This is something you got to do. Visit JenningsTaxLaw.com for a free consultation on your tax plan. That's JenningsTaxLaw.com. You can thank me later. Doug is a great person, a great professional. He and his wife Peggy are friends of mine. I give him my highest recommendation, JenningsTaxLaw.com. Visit him today.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Whistle Wednesdays here on KCBQ 1170. The Answer. My name is Kyle Whistle with Whistle Realty. If you ever have any questions for myself or any of the guests we have on the show, you can always text us or call us 619-663-SELL, 619-663-7355. So guys, you know we're big on marketing at Whistle Realty. You know we love to do aerial video and aerial photography, and we use drones to accomplish this. The reason that aerial video and aerial photography is important is when you have a unique home, like one we looked at in Del Mar yesterday that we might be listing. Property sits right there on the sand in Del Mar. You've got, you know, tons of just the who's who living on this strip of homes there. Desi Arnaz used to live there. Burt Bacharach. T-Boone Pickens has one of his mistresses living down there. I mean, it's just, you got the former owner of the Padres, a couple Padres, you know, former players living down there. I mean, this is the who's who. But when you've got a cool coastal property like that, you know, it's cool to stand in the porch and take a shot of the view or, you know, whatever, or stand in the sand and shoot at the house. But when you can actually get up in the air, you can capture some just amazing shots of what this home looks like. So, you know, this particular home, you can shoot it from the east looking west and see the home and the sand and the ocean, or you could reverse it and put the drone up over the water and then shoot west to east and see that there's the racetrack and the polo fields and all that stuff in the background. So there's just amazing things you can do when it comes to video and photography using a drone, but people are ruining it for us. So one of the big problems that's been happening lately is every time there's any kind of emergency, whether it be a car accident, whether it be a fire, all these amateur videographers and photographers are launching their drones up in the air and they're getting in the way of some of these firefighting efforts. So the city of Poway is the first city in the entire country to impose their own bans when it comes to drones. And so this is still somewhat of a work in progress, but every time there's a fire, a drone goes up and it gets in the way of the helicopters and all the other stuff. And, you know, the planes doing airdrops and everything. So it becomes a danger and it actually inhibits their ability to fight the fire. So they put a rule in place now that if there's a fire or any kind of emergency happening, there cannot be a drone in the air within 2 miles.
Wow. I think that's fabulous. I think this subject is definitely like talking about religion or politics. It can create all kinds of argument depending on what side you're on. But, you know, bottom line is, a great agent's going to do great marketing for their clients. That's why you guys are rated number one in San Diego by Wall Street Journal, right? So with the drone stuff, it's great for certain things. Use it smart. Use it wisely. You know, all it takes is one bad apple to ruin it for everybody. And like you said, Kyle, that's what some people are starting to do. You know what? Be respectful of those out there trying to protect us. And don't go up there and put your drone up in the way of the firefighters or, you know, police efforts and stuff like that. Be respectful.
Or don't fly it over to TJ. Like, I've seen that. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they've been doing things like that, crossing the border with
trying to fly drugs over?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
There was an article talking about it. I'm like, no way.
That's crazy. So, Paul, if you can connect me, I know we've got our home inspector extraordinaire, Mr. Philippe Heller with the Real Estate Inspection Company. Philippe, are you there?
I am, Kyle. How are you today?
Fantastic. So, before you joined us, we were talking about the usage of drones, and I know you run one of the largest real estate inspection companies in all of San Diego, do an awesome job for our clients at Whistle Realty, and I know that you guys looked into to drone or not to drone when doing your home inspections. So tell us a little bit about your decision on how that went.
Well, when we did look at that, and some of the guys across the country are starting to use drones for that purpose. Let me back up. Home inspectors are restricted a little bit in climbing on roofs, and that is from their E&O and general liability policies. They don't want us up on very tall, you know, two-story or three-story roofs. We certainly don't walk on tile roofs for fear of breaking them. But as inspectors, we want to get the best evaluation of the house, and a roof is a huge part of a house and could be an expensive repair. So drones were appealing at first. It was like, hey, how are we going to get up there? This might be a great solution and keeps all of our inspectors safe. However, you know, you run into the legal question for commercial use. And then there's also the technical side, which is they do have a learning curve. And is it something that we want our guys, you know, having to train them all? It's a fairly expensive piece of equipment. I don't want them to lose it up on someone's roof. And some of the neighbors, you know, people are kind of, they're freaky about the drones. They don't want you spying on them. And people see these things flying around, they immediately think the worst. So we opted not to use drones at this time for those reasons.
Gotcha.
And it was just a kind of a call for safety, for finance, and for the ability of each inspector to do a good job.
Okay. So what did you guys decide to do? Because I know that some of the other inspectors we've worked with in the past, they basically will just stand out in the street and try to shoot a couple pictures of the roof and make an assessment of the roof from the street. But I know you guys, you decided not to do drones, but what did you guys decide to do?
Correct. We came up with a fairly innovative solution for that, and we use these carbon fiber poles that extend over 30 feet in the air, and they're fantastic. We mount a really high-resolution camera up top. It's like a GoPro, but we use the Sony version of that. And with this pole, it's very lightweight, very strong, we can get to just about any point on even the largest roofs, from these massive Rancho Santa Fe homes to these really tightly built Carmel Valley homes where you can't get back far enough to see the roof. We can get up there and see up close skylights, valleys, chimneys, chimney caps, all that stuff with these poles. And without having the distraction of flying the drone, the inspectors can really focus on what they're looking at, take pictures. They're quiet, they're not disturbing the neighbors, and that has been our solution to it, and it's working out really, really well.
That's awesome. Again, you're listening to Whistle Wednesdays here on KCBQ 1170 The Answer. We're talking with Philippe Heller, owner of the real estate inspection company here in San Diego. And Philippe, before the break, we were talking about a friend of mine, Evan, who's looking to buy his first home. So we've got Sam Beckett here in studio who's going to help him out with his loan. We've got Joe Corbusiero who's going to help him find the perfect home. Once he gets that home in escrow, that's kind of where you and your team come into the equation when it comes time to do a home inspection. So can you talk a little bit about how that home inspection process works and kind of the benefits of having one done?
Absolutely. And we try and make it as easy for all parties involved as possible. And we do that through online scheduling. We also have a great staff to work with. They'll help you get scheduled at your time and your convenience. We have 9 guys out in the field, so we have pretty good availability. And it is a big deal for buyers. It seems like, oh gosh, I'm paying for all these appraisals and inspections and everything, but it's really a small price to pay to have a house really thoroughly checked out before you own it and get stuck with all the repair bills in the future. And that's one of the ways. One of the things that we do for clients, and it makes agents' job a little easier, in the event the house falls out of escrow for whatever reason, a low appraisal or just the buyer changes their mind, we're also offering a canceled escrow protection where we'll come back and do a second inspection. We hope it doesn't happen, but we'll do that at 50% off for the buyers because we know how much money they've laid out already. So it is a good plan. We try and protect them against any unforeseen, you know, cancellation of the escrow, and we try to answer all their questions up front.
I love it. That is awesome. If you want to connect with Philippe, you can always call or text us 619-663-SELL, 619-663-7355. So Philippe, when you guys are doing these home inspections, what are some of the bigger issues that your guys are looking out for when it, you know, you want to protect the person buying the home? What are some of the things that you guys find when you get into these homes?
Well, it's interesting. We always try and have kind of a pre-inspection thought process going on. So we always look up the house ahead of time, see what year it was built, what part of San Diego is it in, because each part has some issues. Kyle, you're really, you know, Santee very well. And as you probably know, there's some areas with cracked slabs. You go to Spring Valley, there's other issues there. There's issues in San Leo Hills, wherever it is. And what we're looking out for are issues that could greatly affect the habitability of the house. Those are foundation issues, roof issues, moisture issues. We're looking for leaks. We use thermal imaging cameras after we run all the plumbing in a house to look for any signs of leaks, especially in all these flip houses where nobody's really lived in them. We're trying to find those big ticket items, not just the little scratch and dents that any house has.
That is awesome. And I know that you guys use some technology when it comes to doing these inspections that other inspectors don't. Can you talk? So you mentioned the carbon fiber pole cams for checking out roofs. What are some of the other things that your company does that the majority of other home inspection companies don't?
Well, we were the first in San Diego to start including thermal imaging with every inspection. Now, a few of the other top-tier companies are using that now, but we use a thermal image camera, which, if you're not familiar with it, is very similar if you've ever seen video footage of the military tracking down terrorists in Afghanistan or cops on a car chase at night. It's an infrared camera that sees temperature differences, and that can help us evaluate parts of the house that you can't see with the naked eye. That would be in a freshly painted flip house that has a big wet area, let's say, underneath a shower pan. The wet area will emit heat differently than a dry area, and so these thermal image cameras are just phenomenal at picking up moisture in a house that you couldn't, that you just can't see with your naked eye. We also use moisture meters, electronic tests for gas leaks, carbon monoxide, just some really neat tools out there. So it checks the house out really thoroughly and very efficiently.
That's awesome. And it's kind of crazy because there are other home inspection companies. I mean, we see it when we're representing sellers sometimes, and a buyer will have a home inspector out, and there's still guys that are out there, you know, handwriting these reports up on carbon copy paper with no photos, with no video. I mean, it's kind of crazy to see the level of differentiation between some of these old school companies that, not that they don't know what they're talking about, but the product that they're ultimately delivering to the buyer is so inferior to what you guys are doing. What is it that makes you, you know, so innovative? What drives you to innovate like you do?
Well, my background was in technology. I worked for GE Power Systems and Time Warner and Cox Cable. And so I always had that kind of technology-oriented way of looking at things. And when I bought my house in Ramona about 12 years ago, I had a really bad inspection. It was exactly like what you just described. I think it was 8 pages with some pre-filled checkbox forms, and I had no idea what it was. And I thought, when I wanted to make a transition into this field, I thought, how can I make it better? And so we started using computerized forms that have even video in our reports. They're really cool. We put video clips in there. All the online scheduling, we can do the thermal cameras. And there are, just like with anything, there's a price difference. And there are some people who want to just spend as little as possible. And there are guys out there who, unfortunately, can go online, download some forms, and they charge, you know, just $150, $200, and they'll say, I'll do a home inspection. I was a contractor, maybe, whatever. And they don't have the tools. They don't have the experience. They're not doing hundreds of inspections a month. And but they'll charge a lot less. And for some people, you know, it's that price point. Just like a discount brokerage, a discount lender, the trade-off is less service.
I love it. We're going to head to a break. But if you want to connect with Philippe over at the Real Estate Inspection Company, give us a call or shoot us a text, 619-663-SELL, 619-663-7355. We will get you connected. Philippe, thanks so much for joining us. We're going to head to a break. When we get back, we want to talk about sharks in the ocean. You are listening to Whistle Wednesdays here on KCBQ 1170.
AM 1170 The Answer and AM 1170 TheAnswer.com.
Hey, San Diego, Craig Sewing here. Look, one of the things that nobody likes to hear is that they got bugs in their home. Almost all California homes have some sort of bug or termite problem. It's not a cool thing to have bugs running around your house, so I'm going to help you get rid of them. I want you to connect with Lloyd's Pest Control. These are our good friends of the Craig Sewing Show. They can help you. They've been in business, putting bugs out of business since 1931. They'll do a free inspection for you. If you want to get your biggest investment checked out, make sure there's not bugs or termites, go to LloydPest.com. That's LloydPest.com and get a free inspection of your real estate today. Hey, your host Craig Sewing here. I got some great advice for you here today. Please tune in. Listen, everyone has a credit score. I am a believer that every one of those credit scores has inaccuracies that affect it within that credit report. It's pretty much a proven fact. Now, the question is, what do you do about your credit? The bureaus don't make money off of giving you an accurate credit score. They could care less. They make money by selling your information to the big banks and mortgage companies, insurance, realtors. I can help you stop that. We can help you get a free credit report that doesn't ding your credit. We can help you opt out of having your information sold. All those letters you're getting in the mail, email offers, it's because they're selling your information to anyone who will buy it. You got to stop it. It puts you at risk at identity theft. Here's what you can get today. A free credit package from Aran Sanai. Aran is the best in the business. He's going to teach you how to get that free credit report, how to opt out, and if you need any credit advice, he'll chat with you for free as well. His number, 866-CREDIT-PRO. 866-CREDIT-PRO. Give Aran a call. 866-CREDIT-PRO. Or if you like, visit me online. Tell me about your story. CraigSewing.com. Call Aran, 866-CREDIT-PRO, or visit CraigSewing.com. Hey, Craig Sewing here, host of the Craig Sewing Show. You know I'm every night at 6 p.m. on 1170 AM KCBQ going to bat for our audience. What you might not know is we can actually be a resource for you as well. I'm right here in San Diego acting as your consumer advocate. We have a text line. If you ever have a question, a concern, or maybe you want an introduction to whoever I consider to be an elite in the finance or real estate space, all you have to do is text my direct line. That number, 619-846-9333. That's right. Just send me a text message and I will give you direct advice, no strings attached. 619-846-9333. You can also visit us online. Hit our contact form at CraigSewing.com. That's 619-846-9333. Or visit me online, CraigSewing.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Whistle Wednesdays here on KCBQ 1170 The Answer. My name is Kyle Whistle, your host with Whistle Realty, joined in studio by Mr. Samuel Beckett with Team Home Loans, Joe Corvisiero with Whistle Realty. And before the break, we were talking with Philippe Heller with the Real Estate Inspection Company, one of the most innovative home inspection companies out there, looking out for your best interest when you're buying that home, whether it be your first home, second home, or an investment property. They are there to make sure that you are buying the right home. If you want to connect with Philippe or any of the guests we've had on the show, feel free to text or call us, 619-663-SELL, 619-663-7355. So I'm in the process of training right now for a triathlon that I think is in like 3 weeks. And one of the important parts of the triathlon is the first part, which is the swim. And most people training for triathlons tend to swim out of La Jolla. They've got a nice little lane set up. They've got buoys and markers so you can track your distance. There's all kinds of clubs that meet down there and practice swimming. But there's sharks in La Jolla.
Supposedly no.
And most recently, they've had with this warmer water that's coming up into, you know, California from the El Nino. So El Nino's down at the equator. It's pushing the warm water up. Fishing is better than ever in San Diego. Guardian Charters, Evan Wagley, awesome fishing company. Look them up. But along with that warmer water comes sharks that like warm water. So over the weekend, there were some hammerhead shark sightings in La Jolla. Shut the beaches down. Nobody can swim because they don't want anybody to get bit by a shark. So here's trying that to train for this whole triathlon thing here, but I'm not trying to get bit by a shark. If you know that there's been sharks in the area, would you guys ever go swimming? Even if it was like a week or two
ago?
No
way.
I don't think I would, but I would definitely still do the triathlon. I'd figure out how to put some bloody meat sauce on everyone's legs when they jump in the water so I could beat them at the swim.
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick to pool swimming. I'm just thinking this open water, swimming in the ocean. I mean, you're in their environment.
I have a phobia with sharks.
Yeah?
When I moved here from Italy, I thought it was cool surfing, right? So I bought a surfboard. This is a real thing. So I started surfing. I learned a little bit, but I was so afraid. Seriously, every day I was getting in the water. I'm like, oh my God, the sharks. Oh my God, the sharks. Eventually I quit.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm just afraid. The sharks are out there, you know, and here you go.
Well, you didn't quit, Joe. You stopped because I know you're not a quitter.
That's all right. That's right.
Yeah, take it back. Just taking an indefinite leave of absence from surfing.
Well, I got into three accidents in the water. So I'm like, the fourth one is going to be the shark, and that's not going to happen.
So you call falling off the surfboard an accident?
No. I'm talking about Stingray getting me. That's how bad it was.
I love it. That is awesome. So, Joe, maybe it's better if people just buy a home on the coast and they can look at the water instead of going and swimming with the sharks in it.
Yes, maybe one of these new condos they are building in Oceanside.
Tell me about them.
That's amazing. It's probably, it's a 17-unit luxury condominium complex that they're building on the strand in Oceanside. It's actually named 700 South Strand. It's a pretty large complex. I want to say it's probably the largest complex that they're building right now at the beach in all San Diego County. So they're going to be two-story buildings. The complex is going to have different floor plans from 1450 square feet all the way to 2600 square feet. And the price tag is going to be from as little as $1.2 million all the way to $2.7 million.
So which one are you going to buy?
I'm thinking about the 2.7, of course.
Go big or go home,
big or
right?
Go home, right?
That's how we do it.
No, it's actually a great spot. And I think they already sold one, and they're planning on ending the project in spring 2016.
Okay.
It's going to be a gated community. So if you guys are interested in buying something like that right there at the beach, just give me a call.
Again, 619-663-SELL, 619-663-7355. We'll connect you with Joe. He can get you all the details on this project up in Oceanside. And then, Joe, you are the coastal specialist on the Whistle Realty team, you know, part of the number one real estate team in all of San Diego, number five in the state of California. I mean, what is it that you do that makes working with you so awesome? Why should somebody come work with you?
It's funny you're asking me this. I just made a video about it. It's like, why should you work with me? There was over 350 views yesterday, tons of comments. People that know me know a little bit of who I am and how, what kind of person I am. I mean, I'm very genuine. I really care about people. I really care about my clients. I listen. That's really important. I listen to them. I listen to their priorities and I deliver. Kyle, I work a lot. You know me. I am a workaholic. Wake up at 5 in the morning, do all things, and I'm still talking to my clients all the way at 10 o'clock at night. So, one of my clients, this guy from East Coast, said something to me a couple of days ago. We just closed on a deal in Carlsbad. I made him really happy. He went through 5 agents.
Wow.
One day he called me, and we started chit-chatting. I told him a little bit of a situation in the real estate market in Carlsbad, and it's actually in La Costa. And he said to me, he's like, you sound pretty good. You know your stuff, huh? I'm like, well, this is what I do for a living. I eat real estate, I sleep real estate, and I sell real estate. So we met shortly after. I showed him 3 properties, and we saw a property that was listed 340, I think 340, correct, 340. And, he's like, hey, I like it. Let's go look at it. I want to put an offer. So I did my due diligence. Talk to the agent, and guess what? We got that place for $320.
Wow.
A 2-bedroom unit, 2-bedroom, 2-bath in La Costa for $320.
That's crazy. That's unheard of.
Yes. So he said to me a couple of days ago, we closed. He's like, Joe, you know, there is a difference between you and other people. I'm like, what is it, John? What is it? And he's like, you don't sleep. I'm like, I was texting you at 9 o'clock at night, asking you questions, freaking out about the process, and you're always available. And when you say something, you're going to make it happen? I thought, well, this guy's talking too much. He thought that I was just making promises, but false promises. But you actually surprised me. You made it happen. $20,000 offer accepted. I'm super stoked. My first home with my wife. And that's it. I mean, that's what I love about this business, you know,
right?
Making people happy. And there is a lot of work behind it. And you've been in the business for a long time, Kyle, and you teach me a lot. And I really appreciate that. I think lately I've been saying this in my videos. I call it the university, the Whistle University. Well, we're constantly learning from each other. We brainstorm, we talk to the lenders, we see what's happening. And I think that's probably our forte. So we learn so much that we can actually deliver. We don't just make false promises. We really deliver. We have the most amazing systems in place. We can find homes that are not even on the market. We have telemarketers making over 1,500 calls per day. So we've been putting this list of homes together that the homes that are not even in the market, and people have a magic number that will sell the property for. So this is something that's very unique that we can offer to buyers out there.
I love it. If you don't hear, I know that you're just listening to the show right now, but you can just hear and see the enthusiasm just oozing out of Joe. So again, it's Joe Corbisiero, coastal specialist at Whistle Realty. Joe, we got a couple minutes before the next break. What's happening with values in, you know, coastal North County in San Diego?
Kyle, it's pretty, actually, it's been pretty steady, you know? I was looking at 2014, 2015. We had a little peak, of course, during the summer because that happens every year. We have a buying rush. Everyone's trying to buy a new home and put the kids in a new school district. So North County, Encinitas, La Costa, Carlsbad, the great school district, San Marcos as well, one of the best, Discovery Hills. You know, pretty much the same. There's quite a good amount of homes on the market right now. I will say if you're thinking about buying, this is actually a great time. I don't see prices going up a little more. We're able to negotiate, great example right now, negotiate $20,000 on a condo. You know, prices are still going to go up, but definitely going to still going to go up. In my opinion, we have another 5 years of price increase over here. Another 5 years at 3.5% to 5% yearly increase. So, you know, why wait?
Love it. If you want to connect with Joe Corbisiero, coastal specialist, Whistle Realty, give us a call or shoot us a text, 619-663-SELL, 619-663-7355. We're going to head to a break. When we get back, we're going to talk with Sam Beckett, the mortgage man over at Team Home Loans, and want to find out what all of this stock market volatility means to you and your home ownership. You are listening to Whistle Wednesdays here on KCBQ 1170.
Intelligent, conservative, AM 1170, The Answer.
Hey, San Diego, Craig Sewing here. One of the things I know very well is real estate. Inman News nominated me for most influential in the space, and I launched a nationwide network built on the timely truths of our real estate market. Look, one of the many relationships you're going to encounter when buying a home or refinancing is who handles the money, also known as the escrow company. When it comes to hundreds of thousands of dollars, or maybe even millions of dollars in a real estate transaction, you can't just use anyone. I trust Oakwood Escrow. These guys and gals are the best in the business, offering trustworthy service. Whether you're a consumer or in the real estate business, nobody gets it done better than Oakwood Escrow. That's who I'd use, and you should too. Visit them at oakwoodescrow.com. That's oakwoodescrow.com. Hey, Craig Sewing here, host of the Craig Sewing Show. You know I'm every night at 6 p.m. on 1170 AM KCBQ going to bat for our audience. What you might not know is we can actually be a resource for you as well. I'm right here in San Diego acting as your consumer advocate. We have a text line. If you ever have a question, a concern, or maybe you want an introduction to whoever I consider to be an elite in the finance or real estate space, all you have to do is text my direct line. That number, 619-846-9333. That's right. Just send me a text message, and I will give you direct advice, no strings attached. 619-846-9333. You can also visit us online. Hit our contact form at craigsewing.com. That's 619-846-9333. Or visit me online, craigsewing.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Whistle Wednesdays here on KCBQ 1170. The Answer. My name is Kyle Whistle, your host with Whistle Realty. Before the break, we are talking with the most passionate man in real estate, Mr. Joe Corbisiero, coastal specialist with Whistle Realty.
Good thing they can't see me, Kyle.
I know. If you want to connect with Joe, give us a call. Shoot us a text, 619-663-7355, 619-663-7355. We will get you connected. So I want to turn the attention, Mr. Sam Beckett. You are Sam the Money Man over at Team Home Loans. The stock market has been absolutely insane lately. This is very reminiscent of late 2007, early 2008. You're seeing plus 1,000 points, down 500, up 300, down 200. I mean, the market is absolutely crazy. So help us understand what's causing all that volatility, and then more importantly, what that means to our listeners.
Yeah, it definitely is crazy, Kyle. If you go back a week ago Monday, we saw the stock market drop significantly first thing in the morning. And granted, everything's on the East Coast. So, you know, by the time we get everything updated on the West Coast, who knows what can change. And, you know, within 30 minutes of that drop on the East Coast opening, we already saw stuff back to where it left off Friday, to where everybody thought rates were going to drop significantly. And really, we didn't see much change at all by the time our West Coast rate sheets were out. So, you know, a lot of different stuff going on in the market. You have the global, you know, economies and China and different things happening. You have a lot of talk about what is Yellen going to do with the short-term rates on the Fed side. You know, all this going into play, and no one really has a good answer as far as why we're seeing such significant changes up and down. I mean, it's very, very significant. The craziest part is interest rates are not following as much as you would think. So again, you know, last week we had the market down for a little bit on Monday, then it went back up. Our rates stayed pretty much the same all day long. We didn't see any significant up or down. And then Tuesday, the rates started creeping up. Wednesday, we saw them creep down. So, you know, they're all over the place. And so what I've been telling clients, especially in the purchase market, is when they get into escrow, if the rate we talk about works for them, unless they're gambling people, lock in the rate, move on. Because it's why take the risk? Because rates always go up faster than they come down. If the Fed does raise the short-term rates, I guarantee you we'll see a little bit of increase on the long-term rates as well. Projections are maybe it would, you know, go the opposite direction, but why take that chance? And, you know, a small increase in rate isn't going to significantly change, I think, the real estate side of things right now, because rents are going up so much. People do want to buy homes instead of pay the landlord to pay off that house, kind of like we were talking about at the beginning of the segment. You know, it's just so much smarter to own a home right now. So it's really hard to predict, you know, as far as what's going on. It's just crazy.
So we coined a saying here on Whistle Wednesdays in regards to rates. If you like it, lock it.
Yeah, exactly. That's my theory all the time.
So if you're out home shopping right now and maybe you're in escrow, and you're deciding, should I wait and see what happens with the market? Like Sam just mentioned, there's an up day and then a down day and then two up days and three down days. And I mean, it's all over the place right now.
Yeah, we could have multiple changes in one day. Like for example, last Wednesday, it started really decent. Then it changed twice before noon for the worse. And then in the afternoon, it kind of came back a little bit for the better. So we had three changes in one day.
That's crazy. So yeah, if you're in escrow and you're deciding, is now the right time to lock? If you're comfortable with the rate, you like it, just lock it and then stop paying attention.
Exactly.
Because that's the worst part. Just like when you buy a new car and you buy that new car, you finally commit, pick the one you want, you buy it, and then you start looking on Auto Trader and you're like, oh man, if I would have waited, I'd have got a better deal. It's the same way with mortgage rates. Just lock it and then just stop paying attention and focus on, you know, coordinating your move and, you know, talking with Philippe at the inspection company, you know, getting your inspection note down. Just lock it and quit worrying about it. As long as it's at a rate you're comfortable with, the payment fits your budget, just lock it.
Those are the two key things, Kyle. Rate you're comfortable with and payment that fits your budget. You know, I always tell clients there's one thing of being pre-approved for XYZ dollar amount on your purchase. There's another thing being comfortable with that payment that comes with it.
I love it.
Absolutely.
So again, We're talking with Sam Beckett with Team Home Loans here on Whistle Wednesdays. If you want to connect with Sam, give us a call. Shoot us a text, 619-663-SELL, 619-663-7355. So Sam, rates are crazy right now. We've talked about that. I mean, where the different loan types that are out there. So I know you guys do a lot of the VA loans for the military, FHA loans for, you know, owner occupants, a lot of first time buyers. Where, you know, roughly, where are you seeing rates at in today's market?
You know, right now, again, because the market's all over, it's a loaded question. But I've been telling clients, actually, probably for about the last year, you know, you're anywhere from the mid to high threes to low fours, depending on your loan program. And that's been our balance probably for the last 12 months, depending on the loan program, credit scores, down payment type. It just depends on the whole scenario.
And I see people right now that are kind of just riding the rate wave, like the stock market wave. And like you mentioned, there's days where it's up and down all in the same day. And there literally are waves with that stuff. And it's influencing people on whether or not to even buy. Like, oh, rates are up right now, I'm not going to buy. Oh, rates are down, I should buy now. When it comes to buying, you're buying a home. Majority of the time, it's a home that you're buying for you and your family to live in. So don't let a quarter point swing in rates or half point swing in rates make or break your decision to buy. As long as that payment fits your budget and it's the right house, then you should buy it. Because we've looked historically, you know, Joe, I mean, over the history of San Diego, how much are homes going up per year on average, roughly?
About 3 to 4%.
Right.
Should we say that? Yes. But yeah. One another important fact that I want to say, they're talking about homeownership. Who's a homeowner actually has a wealth built in 36 times greater than a renter. So that is huge. Think about it. 36 times, they're talking about who owns the property actually has got way more money than other people that are renting. And there is a myth. People always say, oh, I need to save money, and that's why I'm renting. You're wasting money.
Yeah, in the long term, you are wasting money, absolutely. Now, if they need to save a little bit to get that down payment and whatnot, that's understandable. But if they're saying they just want to rent to save money in general, they could be way off. Did they talk to their accountant to see how the tax incentives can help them at the end of the year? And there's all kinds of contributing factors to where that comes into play. And that's a good point, Joe. You know, one thing I tell clients, too, based on what Kyle was just talking about, and that is, you know, if they're so concerned about rate, maybe they shouldn't be purchasing a home. You know, I bought my house, my first home, 15 years ago. I paid 8.25% on the 30-year fix.
Ooh.
And I was excited. Brutal. You know, that was a great rate back then in 2000. You know, but I made money on the equity and you know, had a comfortable payment with what I was comfortable with. And at the end of the day, it made sense tax-wise. So if you are so focused on rate, not the overall payment and comfort level of making that payment, then you know what? I don't think it's right for you to own a home.
Well, but look, Lena, look at the big picture. Somebody's giving you money at 4%. How much can you give me? I mean, I'll take $10, $50 million and invest at 4%.
Oh, yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, especially when most people are averaging still in this crazy market somewhere around an 8% return on their retirement accounts.
Right. And I think it's crazy that people, you know, feel like, oh, no, it's in the fours right now. That's so high. Like you talked about, Sam, I mean, you got your house in the eights and you were stoked to get something in the eights at that time. Right. You know, and I know my dad's been in the business for, 30 or 40 years almost. You know, there were times where the rates were in the teens.
Right.
You know, 10, 15, 18% interest rates. So we're so fortunate right now to have the opportunity to get a mortgage in the fours. I mean, if you get threes, you know, more power to you. But even to get a rate in the fours, it's just phenomenal. I know I started buying about 13 years ago now, and my first loan was, you know, in the sevens.
Right.
You know, I got a first in the sevens, then I got a second in the 11% range. So 4%, and I can get 4% on the whole thing. And, you know, even on an investment property, all I got to do is put like 20% down on an investment property. And that's just phenomenal. It's such an amazing opportunity right now. So again, for somebody like Evan who reached out to us, you know, and wants to get into home ownership, I mean, I applaud you, Evan. That's really awesome that you're finally, you know, taking advantage of the opportunity that's in front of you. You've got, you know, historically low interest rates right now. Home values are still on the rise, so it's a great time to get in. Like Joe mentioned, they're going up 3, 4, 5% per year. Over the course of time. So even if, let's say, Evan buys a $500,000 house, and Sam, you got an FHA loan, he could put 3.5% down on that $500,000 house. So he's putting the 3.5% of $500,000.
About $17,500
down.
Right.
And if that home goes up 4% in a year,
he's already
he literally just doubled his investment.
Yeah, yeah. You have to look at the long term of real estate. You have your ups and your downs, just like the stock market, you know, and the crash, everyone calls it, you know, at least I call it the down market. But, you know, in 2006 through 2008, when we saw things starting to come down, we had a lot of uptick before it came down. But if you look at the long term, the last 30 years, especially in San Diego, the average appreciation is 3.7%. So if you get a good mortgage, meaning a fixed rate, you're fine. Don't. It's just like buying a car. If you go buy a brand new car, it's going to be depreciated off the lot right away. So, you know, real estate, long term, it's always going to make you money.
Love it. If you want to connect with us or any of the guests on the show, 619-663-SELL, 619-663-7355. Thank you so much for listening to Whistle Wednesdays here on KCBQ. We'll see you next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Whistle, baby. Here we go.